Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business in the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And I know why you're here. You're here because you heard Lois Geller's going to be here. You heard Lois Geller's going to be on the show, and you said, you know what? I'm not missing that interview, because that Lois Geller, she's got her cornflakes together. She is one smart lady, and boy, you're right, too. All of those of you who said that, she is the president of Mason Geller Direct Marketing, the author of so many books on marketing and customer care that I hurt myself carrying them in here, including Customers for Keeps, including Response, which is the complete guide to profitable direct marketing. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Lois Geller, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. We've missed you. Where have you been?
Well, I've been working real hard.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Employment is a high-class problem, isn't it, Lois?
I think as long as we keep busy and we're having a good time doing it, we should keep on doing it.
Now, you're in South Florida, mm-hmm. and I was told that Florida has a 10-year supply, 10-year inventory of housing right now standing empty.
Yes.
Is that true?
You know, it seems when you're living here that it's got to be a 20-year inventory. But I read that it's about a 10-year inventory.
Yeah.
And the National Association of Realtors presidents was down last, about 2 weeks ago, and he was saying that he thought that it was that property values would increase 30% in the next 6 years,
yeah.
which is really hard for us Floridians to believe.
But 30% from where it is now or from where when you bought?
Well,
that's,
I think
that's two different things, isn't it?
I think he meant from now.
Okay, all right. Well,
we're working minus.
and the point that the reason I brought all that up was because depending on where you live, I mean, I've been traveling across the country this year already, Lois, and wherever I go, I'm getting different versions of what kind of an economic condition the market is in. I mean, the United States, the U.S. market, the United States marketplace is a patchwork quilt of different levels of difficulty. Some communities aren't having any difficulty at all. Some are really in the tank.
It seems like that too, as I go.
But everybody is paying too much for gas, too much for food, mm-hmm. and that's hurting a lot of folks. That's putting a damper on a lot of things across the country, and it's making 2008 a more challenging year. Not a recessionary year, but a more challenging year than 2007 and hopefully than 2009. So what do we do about all that, Lois?
Well, I think that marketing efforts cheer us up. And I have merrily been working in my company in just doubling up on all of our marketing efforts because we have a good time doing them. We see that they give us results. And then it encourages us, and we stay positive. I know I did a speech at the Florida DMA a few weeks ago, and I noticed that attendance was way down. You know, usually I get a couple hundred people in the room, and I think maybe there were 85 this time. And I thought, all those people are staying home. Is it because they don't have the money and they're cutting back, or is it because they're afraid that things are going to get worse and they're going to need the money, or whatever it is?
Maybe they're just succumbing to the bad news, and they just don't. They were staying in their caves.
I think that really is part of
that's
it.
That's part of it, isn't it? You can't do that.
No. Part of it is you got to get out, and you got to go to more things than you ever did. You have to do more marketing efforts than you ever have, and you find that, you know, here we are, a direct marketing advertising agency in South Florida, and we're way up this year, but it's because we keep on doing and do more, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. And I just made a list of some of the things we're doing, so I thought maybe I could cheer up some of your folks.
I'd like that. You know, I like the way you're saying this about marketing cheers us up. Marketing makes us hopeful, doesn't it?
Well, it also makes us move. If we
it's like dropping a it's like dropping a fishing line in the water. You're hopeful you're going to catch a fish, right?
And you always do catch something.
Something, yeah.
Something comes up. It could be a guppy, but it's
or a can. So what do we do?
Well, I think the first thing we've done is we do more one-on-one direct mail programs instead of doing mass mailings. We pick the clients we want to have, and we write to them, and we continue to write to them.
Really?
And it could be like five or six. And
so it's direct marketing, but it's not mass marketing.
No, it's not mass marketing.
It's laser marketing.
It's targeted right to the person you want.
Right.
Lasered right in there, as you say, Jim.
Right.
And we say, hey, I want to work with a cruise line. I'm going to write to this cruise line, and I'm going to continue until I get somebody over there.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break right back with our good friend Lois Geller. I told you we'd have fun. I told you we'd get smarter when Lois joined us. Stay with us. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Don't surprise. Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. A little bit of Robert Cray there for you. Bring us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check them out and use them to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can hear the show and all the different things that we do here, including the newsletter, the blog, which we update every weekday. You got hundreds of Brain Trust members, thousands of articles, thousands of archives of past interviews. All that's arranged in a handy-dandy list of categories. If you're looking for anything in particular, you can find it all there. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Lois Geller is our guest, our good friend, the author of Customers for Keeps. And we're talking about how to make sure you connect with your customers. How you connect and stay connected with your customers, even during a difficult time. And Lois, you were telling us about your laser method.
Yes, laser method is a way of talking to new prospects from a knowledge base. And I heard your previous guest say that you have to treat people like a trusted friend and they have to trust you. And so a lot of the things that we do are like a trusted friend. We often comment on direct mail that we get, or we see a website that we think could use some changes. We write to that client, prospect, and we say, you know, I think we can make this sound a little better. And often I write a handwritten note on the side of the letter. And we find that if you write the handwritten note on the side of the letter, it has to be relevant to what you're saying, and maybe an afterthought, but it shows that a real human being touched it.
Yeah.
And that
so you send them a letter that you a formal letter.
Yeah.
And you address it to Dear John, and you sign the letter, but then you also write, hoping to see you soon, or something like that on the letter.
Well, I never do anything innocuous like hoping to see you soon or let's set up an appointment. What I do is say, you know, I did forget to mention that on your website, also, you might test doing the email request on the top right-hand corner. I forgot to include it in the in my text in my letter. Or I got a direct mail piece, and you should check your database because we got 37 of them in my office.
Right.
You know, that kind of, it's usually something specific. Otherwise, it looks like I'm just
I got you. Yeah. All right. What else?
Well, then we also do, I do a lot of cutting out of, when I read like five newspapers every morning, and I cut out relevant information for various clients and for prospects, and I send it to them. It takes me about an hour and a half every day, and I write personal notes, and I said, I saw this clipping about this shipwreck off Ontario, for instance. I sent one of those out this morning, and I sent that to my client in Ontario, and I said, I bet your son would love to know more about this, because she's got a son that's about nine and interested in ships. So I do that, and I think that brings me closer to them also, our clients that we have. I also email relevant...
Well, it's a way of connecting with them, in a context that's not about how you can profit from them.
And also it shows
it's that friendship thing.
Yes, it shows that you care about them.
Yep.
I remember that your son
and that's really important in the 21st century, isn't it?
I think it's so much more important than it ever was before, because mm-hmm. we're not really connected. That's why people are searching out communities on blogs and on LinkedIn and all those places, because we're feeling disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody spends the time to put an article in an envelope with a live stamp on it and sends it to you and says, "I thought you'd be interested," it's a compliment to you.
Mm-hmm.
And people like to receive those.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
I think.
What you got to do, folks, in order to make that happen, it's not about the hour and a half that Lois says that she spends a day doing that. And you don't have to take an hour and a half. This is how Lois makes a living. This is what she does. This is an important part of her marketing. You don't have to take that much time, but it's much, much more than that, Lois. Before any of that happens, you have to actually take your mind off of yourself just for a minute to allow yourself to think about somebody else.
And that's something you always talk about, and it's so smart. If people really go to conferences, write to people only to get business, and that's not how you get business. You give
mm-hmm.
first, and by giving first and being yourself and making a friend first, then the business and everything else may come or it may not, but at least you've built a relationship with a new person, and that's really what you want to think about. It's
mm-hmm.
the way you think about new business. I had a broker call me recently to sell me some stock or to move my portfolio over to his place. And he came. He was so nice on the phone. I really decided to consolidate some things with him, and
mm-hmm.
then he never followed up.
Mm.
He said, "I'll call you next Tuesday." Well, that was two Tuesdays ago.
Wow!
And I had my portfolio at the office.
And there you were. You were ready to do business with him. You were ready to pull the trigger, weren't you?
I was already. I thought consolidation is a good time to neaten things up a little bit. And Ryan sounded like a really great guy. I'd never seen him. But he sounded very professional, and lo and behold, no follow-up. You know, so we have to remember to do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just not
the follow-up thing is really getting kind of rampant in the marketplace, isn't it? People who won't follow up.
Well, I think that we're so crazed in getting new business all the time. Get it in, get it in, get it in.
Yeah.
If you don't get it in instantly, sometimes if you wait and you continue to talk to the person, and it does come. And
maybe he didn't realize what a good impression he made on you. Folks, you always assume that you made a good impression, unless they say, "Don't ever call me. I'm changing my number. I'm moving. Stand by, Lois. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Beats. And we are airplanes today.
Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, this hour tomorrow, Governor Pete DuPont is going to be on the show. And this hour on Friday, Steve Forbes is going to be right here on the Small Business Advocate show. A couple of great Americans. The second and third great American who are going to be on the show today, the first great American is our good friend Lois Geller, who's our guest right now, and the smartest person I know when it comes to marketing, especially direct marketing and all the different things you need to do, and especially personalized marketing. Right, Lois? I mean, that personalized marketing, that's a big deal. But before we get to that, I want you to give us your website, please.
It's MasonGeller.com. So it's www.masongeller.com. Thank you.
GELLER.com. They can find out more about your books there. They can find about you got a lot of wonderful articles there and all that kind of stuff.
I sure do.
On marketing, direct marketing. She literally wrote the book on direct marketing. Okay, you had something else you want to talk about, Lois?
I just wanted to talk quickly about reaching out and being human the way we were about the handwritten notes on a regular letter. I also know that we've been testing videos on a lot of our clients' sites, and it seems to, and as long as they change all the time, like our content has to change, that it really works. We tested one We tested a group. I did some videos for on YouTube, and then we put them on our website for Real Estate Relish, which is a marketing site for realtors.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been seeing us going up on the Google search engine. We've had more calls from it, you know, and it's mostly me chatting about brand.
And you think it's because of the video?
Well, I think the videos certainly make it come alive. And since they change all the time, we have a rotation of the videos. And it's really an easy thing to do. We had an intern come in, and she did it, and it's really been a lot of fun. People called and say, I heard you speak, and we'd love you to come to my conference and speak there. So it also gives them a snippet without having, like, a formal, you know, formal speech
right.
in front of them.
Right.
It just gives you gives them a snippet of what you're like, and I think that's
right.
been really fun.
Well, you know, video is something we've talked about quite a bit on the show before over the last couple of 3 years or so, and that is something that more and more people are gravitating to. They want it, especially the younger people they find you. They're drawn more to video than maybe folks in my generation. Lois, I mean, you're a lot younger than me, but you know, people in my generation, you know, they might not be as YouTube capable as some of the younger folks are, but the key, I think, what you're saying, and the message I'm getting from your entire visit here today, Lois, is you really need to be multifaceted in your approach, don't you?
Yes, you really do. And a picture is worth a thousand words. So if you can get on and talk,
even with my face, Lois.
Oh, with your handsome face. If you give them something educational.
There's a reason I'm on radio, Lois.
If you give them something educational, if you teach them something on the video and you make it human and you make it sound like fun,
mm-hmm.
they're going to come to it. And, boy, does it go on the top of the old search engines. It really does.
The search engines like video, too, don't they?
They really seem to pick it up an awful lot. You know, I write in Fortune Small Business Magazine, and
right.
many of my columns are on Google, but they come down way below the videos we put
mm-hmm.
up 2 months ago, you know. So we know they're working, and we know they're connecting with people because people are calling up after they see them.
Hmm.
So it's an interesting kind of a thing to try on your own, whether you're a real estate person, whether you're a doctor that wants to talk about something, whatever your business is. Talk about it. Tell people. Show them your enthusiasm about whatever it is you're doing, and see if they don't call you up. And
sometimes people think they're not experts, but folks, if you're a business owner, you are an expert. You know things other people don't know, especially your customers. And you need to. Video is a way to share that expertise. And as you say, Lois, people like that kind of a human contact, a human touch, don't they?
They really do. They really
yeah.
do. So they should try it.
Yeah.
And blogging,
so,
too. A lot of blogging.
Yeah, blogging is another thing. I mean, but one of the things about this, though, a lot of small business owners don't have time to do a lot of this stuff. So, but you hired an intern to do yours, and I think that's a way to get some of this done without taking your eye off the ball.
I think that's true, and I think, too,
yeah.
instead of watching TV at night, just sit down with
but
your laptop.
But, Lois, you're making me work all the time. I already work 24/7. Hey, Lois, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
MasonGeller.com is the website. Lois Geller is the expert and our good friend, and she'll be back another day real soon, I promise. Thanks, Lois. We'll see you next
time.
Thank you. Thanks. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.